Forget about citizen service. The new holy grail for federal agencies is great customer experience. Taking their clues from the private sector, agencies are figuring out how digital and actual offerings can work together to produce satisfied citizens. A case in point is Veterans Affairs, and joining me with more, Mallory Barg-Bowman, Director of Research at the Partnership for Public Service. VA is not one that comes to mind necessarily when you think great customer experience in light of the last 2-3 years. What are you finding, Mallory?
Thanks, Tom. What comes to mind, particularly with the VA, is that they are an agency that has committed to improving the veterans' experience. What has happened there in the past couple of years is they have fundamentally recognized that the veterans' experience is critical to the VA fulfilling its mission and committed to improving it. They hired Tom Allen, who's the Chief Veterans Experience Officer, and Tom Allen is one of only 3 people who reports to the Secretary of the VA. So this is really an elevated role for customer experience, and you don't see this in any other agency.
Okay, hiring someone and giving them the title on their lapel is one thing, but what about action to fulfill that idea?
Well, I think what has happened, you know, in addition to the title, one thing that's really important to look at with the VA Chief Experience Officer is that this person has access to the secretary. And so because of the placement of the position, you do have the message that this is of tremendous importance to the secretary. But Tom Allen has done some other really amazing things since he's been there. You know, through the Government Performance and Results Act, Modernization Act, all agencies are required to fill out agency priority goals. So one of the VA's agency priority goals is to improve the veterans' experience with the VA. You know, VA was at a place where they weren't even measuring this at one point. So as part of this effort, the VA has had to establish a benchmark of things of, you know, trust with the VA. And as part of it, the VA has established the metric of reaching 90% agreement with the statement, I trust VA to fulfill our country's commitment to veterans. This is something that the Partnership for Public Service, and we've been working closely with Accenture Federal Services to make sure that we can, you know, document these stories and really look at what happens as a result of making these changes.
Because customer experience really is more fine-grained or maybe closer to the ground than that. And so can they get to a place where they can measure whether a given veteran has the experience he or she expected when encountering VA, whether online or in person, which really in the digital model is all integrated?
That's a great point. And at the end of the day, what it really comes down to is understanding the customer, in this case, understanding the veteran. And one thing that the VA has done is looking at the notion that not all veterans are the same. There is no one veteran, but there are a broad set of what they call shared moments that many veterans will encounter and live through. You know, whether it's their time serving and separating from the military, if it's their time living civilian life or retiring and aging, there are things that are common to the veteran's experience. And the VA has mapped out all of these and have tried to identify some what they call moments that matter. These are opportunities where the experience that the person is having really influences the situation. I'll give you a specific here. When a person is getting out of the Army and they're understanding the process of separating, one of the moments of that matter that the VA identified is that separation programs pack in a lot of good information, but it's all delivered at a moment when the veterans are not ready or able to absorb the information. So if the VA is able to understand, you've got great information here, but right when that person is separating may not be the best time to overload them with information, you can establish ways to work with people so that they are able to access the information, maybe, you know, through a website or through materials that they can look at later. So it's not all just an information dump.
We're speaking with Mallory Barg-Bowman, Director of Research at the Partnership for Public Service. And it also strikes me that in the case of user experience, customer experience, the central mission delivery might not necessarily contribute all that much to the total customer experience. What I mean is, once you actually reach a doctor and are sitting on the table or in the chair, whatever it is, you expect them to not kill you and make some reasonable diagnosis, you know, and a smile on their face, which the VA does. But getting to the doctor, the appointment process and the wait times and so forth, to cite the current example, that's part of user experience also, which has nothing to do with the medical mission experience. And so you have to take that end-to-end look, I think, is what you were trying to describe.
That's it. You know, what you just centered on is a really important point, and it's something that the partnership and Accenture really highlighted in our last report. You know, a lot of times we tend to think of things in silos. We think about the medical care someone receives. We tend to think about maybe the appointments process in its own thing. But you're right. When you're talking about a person, you're talking about all these different opportunities to improve their experience. And when we're able to take the data across silos and link them, you're able to look at the full person's experience with the agency. And that's something that's really essential when it comes to improving customer service.
So these are simple to visualize, I guess, but they're pretty hard to execute on given the systems that operate in the federal government?
I think sometimes actually they're hard to visualize as well, because what you're, what you need to do is you need to step out of any notion of silos or operational structures and really think about the customer. And, you know, and in this case, when you're talking about the VA, you have a really fundamental mission there to help individuals who have served our country. And what we're looking at here is, what does that mean?
I guess maybe the optimistic point here is that as we look at the oncoming election and who might be president, they disagree on what should be done for almost every segment of the public, except for veterans.
Absolutely. And you know what? One of the things that the partnership has emphasized, particularly through our Center for Presidential Transition, is that no matter who the next administration is, the early wins of that administration are going to come from things that are already in the pipeline now. And agencies working through the cross-agency priority goals have been really putting a concerted effort on this exact topic. They've been really focused on improving the experience of the citizen. And there's been a working group that's coming together at OMB. We've had another one at the Partnership for Public Service. There's efforts to share data, to benchmark, to do any number of different things. And if the next administration continues these efforts, there really is an opportunity to improve the way citizens experience the government.
What might be the early signs that we can tell that, hey, they're really on to this and plan to do something to further this whole idea?
I think sometimes some of the early things you can look for as a citizen is if you go to an agency's website and you're able to easily find, here's the information I need. So if you go to the VA's website, for example, it's really easy to find, you know, I'm here to fill a prescription. I'm here to find out about my health benefits. I'm here to, you know, thinking about end of life. I'm here to schedule a burial. I'm here to access, you know, life insurance, home loans. It's organized by the types of things the individual can need. It's really easy to understand. And some of those really easy to access portals are a really good sign that customer experience efforts are going well.
And I guess if you're a federal career employee, you will get the sign from the first few meetings that the new political appointees come in and what it is they talk about.
Well, and the way the cross-agency priority goals have been established is the ones that are currently in place will exist through the first year of the administration. So what will the next set will be in the 2018 budget. So what we'll have to see is what set of management and policy goals the next administration says are important. And this is what I would certainly put forth as being essential.